You know, parents are always like, "Oh my God, when are you gonna get married? When are you gonna get this house?"
No, it's like
we have $2 to your name. I just talked to my mom. She was like, "Oh, what are you recording today?" I was like, "Oh, spending habits." She was like, "Tell them that if you make $10, can only spend $2 and save $8." And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much for the great tip." I'm thinking today, like, damn, back in high school, $100 is so much, but now it's like pocket change.
All right, relax, buddy. Good evening, all of our lovely listeners. Welcome to another week of Difficult-ish. We're on this week, we are talking about poor spending habits. You heard it here. Do you have problems spending your money on things that you shouldn't be spending your money on? Overpriced lattes? Are you a rapid gift giver? Most likely. Whatever it is, we got something that you will all relate to. We talking about what we used to struggle with in the past, what we struggle with now. And we give you guys tips and tricks and advice and words of encouragement on how to better budget your money, how to better save your money, and how to get your bread up. Okay, that's what we're talking about this episode. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our channel and our podcast, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. We are Difficult-ish. Difficult-ish.
Yep.
And my co-host's name is...
Bienvenidos. Mi nombre... Mashnoon. Sugar-free lemonade mushroom today. Didn't have coffee. Hope that's okay. I sincerely
apologize. Can I please
introduce
myself?
This is my co-host.
My name is Mubuakan. He always like adds new things to the introduction. It makes it 20 minutes long.
Okay.
Alright.
Anything else, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, rate the podcast, review the podcast. Please do all those little things.
If you don't, we're gonna be upset. We're gonna be quite upset.
All those little things.
Wow, a little One Direction, a little throwback.
You know that song?
Right?
You know that song?
Yeah.
What's up? How are you? You look a little different today.
Yeah, I might have gotten a little haircut. I don't know if you guys are watching the video, you might notice a little haircut.
Yeah, if y'all are, y'all
you know
blessed.
What I said to them? I was like, yeah, y'all butterfly blessed. Butterfly haircut, please, with long layers and face framing bangs. You know what any of that means? That's girl talk.
I don't know. I know what a butterfly is.
That's it. But
did they do that? They completed
that.
The objective.
They
did good.
They
shout out to them.
Yeah.
Shout
and
out to them.
Today was also the first snow day of 2025 in New York City.
Nice out.
Yeah.
Nice out. Took some videos.
Yeah.
You see my videos.
Yeah, your videos.
Little artsy videos.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
It's
that's
a good
what happens
time.
In your home.
Snow's real crazy if you think about it. How does that even work?
I don't know how a Florida man like you is in New York.
I didn't
New
go
York.
Outside.
No, I know. But like you can't. Like every single day when he comes back from anywhere from outside. Everything is just cold, right?
Yeah.
So now he's at this point where he wants to buy himself like a ski mask. But if you guys have ever seen Mashun in real life and like know how he is, if he puts that on, people are going to be scared of him. I was like, you can't just go around in New York City wearing a ski mask with the way that you look because it's actually terrifying. So
I'm a scary guy, yo.
But tell me also why.
I just want to go to the gym and not.
Tell
me
also why my brother, we share an Amazon account. Tell me why he bought a 3-pack of ski masks.
Yeah, he gets it. You know, he's trying to stay low key. You know, people are out for him.
All right.
Labby's little bro. I get it. It's tough life.
But yeah, he gets so cold and I'm like, your Florida skin is not meant for New York.
Yeah,
I
that's why I'm going back.
You're going back?
I'm going back to the South.
Inevitably, like permanent.
I didn't say all that. I just said for a little period of time, you know, readjust, you know, reconfigure my.
You want to go back? I thought you didn't.
Today on this episode of the podcast, we are going to be talking about poor spending habits.
Yeah,
y'all heard it here. Our guilty pleasures for when it comes to spending what we have always had trouble spending money on. That's what we're going to talk about this episode. We got a lot.
You guys really like our money-related episodes, whether it's like financial tips. I mean, obviously, we're not financial advisors. We're not professionals. But our, you know, unprofessional advice, some of our experiences, whether it's an episode on budgeting or saving money or just like how to invest, this and that. You guys have always loved that. And we've been doing it for the past, how long have we been? 3 years of doing this
long
podcast?
Time.
Three years of doing this
something
podcast.
Like
we've been doing episodes like that. So this is just like the first one of 2025 because a lot of people, especially post holiday season, they're like depleted. Not only just like energy, but also their bank accounts because so much money is being spent on like holiday presents and just like, you know, spending time with family and traveling and this and that. We actually talked about it in our holiday anxiety episode, our first season like first episode back in the season. And yeah, we talked about just overspending money and this and that. So in this episode, we are talking about poor spending habits and some of our past guilty pleasures, some of our current guilty pleasures. And then on top of that, some of our tips to save money and not go rampage.
Right. Yeah. Just as a little footnote, you know, I think it's important to reiterate the fact that we are two individuals from very, very, very modest, humble beginnings.
Correct.
I think that is important to acknowledge because a lot of people that look like us, you know, not even look like us, just a lot of people who are spreading these, you know, financial bits and pieces of advice come from money. We don't really come from money. So what we're talking about is stuff that we've learned through our own lived experiences. And I hope it connects with y'all a little bit deeper, knowing the fact that we come from very little, you know.
Yeah.
And I know how important that is for me to hear when I'm listening to someone talk about their experience becoming financially aware and, you know, acknowledge finances. So that's that.
You know what I'm excited but also not excited about it?
Yeah,
all.
Talk to me.
So like
taxes.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry.
That you didn't even have to bring that up.
Sorry,
I've been thinking about that since last tax season.
Sorry. So sorry.
But what I was gonna say is like, you know, when like the wedding season for us approaches.
Oh.
Like, you know how our parents are always like, oh, when are you gonna get married? Well, when are you gonna help us?
When are you gonna provide any assistance for my marriage?
No,
anything.
It's just crazy because like, oh, I'm like literally about to like have a breakdown. But we'll talk about it later on in future episodes.
No, go ahead. What's on your mind?
No.
What's on your mind?
But please like remind us to actually talk about this because like this stressor has been on my back for the past like since birth. Okay, like.
Yeah.
You know, parents are always like, oh my God, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get this house?
It's like.
We have $2 to our names.
Ever since you exit the womb, it is the one day that they're looking forward to is the day of marriage. And then it comes around. Where are you then? Where are you then? Now it's here and there's no type of nothing. There's stress.
But
what are you stressed about?
Okay,
what are you stressed about?
But this is what we're trying to say, okay? Like, we come from very modest and humble backgrounds, and some people have the great privilege of having parents that are able to give them big weddings and houses and this and that, which is a great thing. And even if our parents are not necessarily able to do that, it's not their fault. Sometimes it hits us because we're like, dang, we have to not only fulfill this duty of getting married and buying a house, which is like the immigrant dream, but then also we have to
figure it out.
Put on the show alone.
And figure it all out ourselves.
I laughed so hard I started crying.
Figure it all out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good joke.
Yeah. Good joke. that's just reality.
That's a great
joke.
That's
going to be like, you know, like when engagement actually happens, like we're going to have a whole row of episodes of just the
goodness.
Reality, just so many different things, you
goodness
know?
Shout out to all of our, you know, assistive parents. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Keep doing y'all thing.
Yeah.
What's
but
up
anyway,
what's
you wanna
up? Why do we keep getting closer and closer to me?
Sorry, I was laughing so
please.
Hard I thought I thought you could like relate
maybe
with me.
I can relate.
Okay,
while
okay,
you're
okay.
There
okay
you
fine
know.
Fine, I'll be back in my corner. Okay.
In the corner. So what's up, what are we doing?
You want
to
talk
this
about
difficult, what?
Some of your past spending habits or like you didn't have
honestly I've been perfect now. Let's see, like past where, like 10 10 years old?
Did you have money at 10?
Nah.
Okay, so when you started getting money.
I started getting money early.
15.
I started getting money 15, 16.
So what'd you buy with that?
Honestly, all I bought was food. All I bought
I
was food. I didn't buy nothing else. And it's not even like expensive food, just like bare essentials. Just like.
Okay, but that's not a guilty pleasure.
Okay, okay,
that
okay,
was just,
okay,
that
okay.
was just like means to live.
No, I think when I turned 18, I think food was always something that I purchased a lot.
Mm.
And I don't have this problem much anymore. Yeah, why are you smiling?
Okay, yeah.
What? I don't go out to eat like that.
Yeah,
yes
that's
or no?
True, that's true.
Right?
But you have
sometimes I buy some excess groceries, but that's fine. That's better than, you know, spend $50 on whatever.
Right.
But I think I used to have that problem a lot because I did not enjoy cooking and I wasn't even allowed the opportunity to enjoy cooking because, you know, a lot of brown people can relate to the fact that getting in the kitchen is tough a lot of the time, you know. There are the parents that, you know, are, you know, lend their hands out, you know, come here. A lot of time, you know, very micromanagey, very judgy, very stressful situation trying to cook yourself a meal. And that's kind of what the situation was for me. Mm. So I was pushed out of the kitchen when I was like 18, 19, 20. And I resorted to eating out a lot of time because I just wasn't home a lot. Mm. And I could never, like, I just never want to, like, take my food outside or nothing. So I found myself buying food outside a lot of time. Mm. And yeah, on one end, it's like I had to because I was just out all the time or whatever it is. But on the other end, like, I could have just fought through the kitchen stressors and, like, tried to, like, figure out, like, how to save money on eating. Because, like, I feel like most of my money went towards that. I don't really have this problem anymore now. I think I've been able to tame it for the most part. But I know buying food out is so easy to do because we look at cooking and grocery shopping as, you know, a hurricane of a situation.
Do you also think that you spend a lot of your money on food from outside because you didn't have the opportunity to, like, really...
Yeah, of course. You know? Of course. You know, like, not to get too deep, but yeah, like, there were times where, like, you know, meals had to be skipped or, you know, had to reduce portion sizes, whatever it is. And, you know, it's... me being a little gluttonous for once, you know, which is perfectly fine. That is acceptable. But, you know, there's the other end, which is like, okay, I'm just doing too much for, like, no reason. And I've gone into this on, like, many previous episodes, but, like, I just love food. I love eating. I feel like I'm a stress eater. I feel like I'm a bored eater. I feel like I'm a, you know, whenever there's just some gap in time, I'm like, I need to eat or work on foods, something food related.
But I feel like now you found a good balance.
Yeah. But I totally get, you know, the food, the eating out situation is it's tough, especially because, you know, again, now you got some money, you want to, you know, you want to enjoy, like, the nicer things in life, you know, instead of McDonald's, now you're going to Shake Shack. Feel me?
Yeah. But you know what? I also feel like I was the opposite. I mean, when I was younger, I did spend money on food too much, actually. But once I got older, I was like, oh, let me try to save my money and just eat healthy and not really get in, you know, fulfill my cravings. But now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't want to be that type of person that, like, counts my coins and stops myself from having craving or stops myself from getting the craving that I have, you know. So I feel like I've gotten better with trusting my intuition and, like, trusting my craving and just, like, doing that and not, like, being so scarce about it, you know, having that scarcity mindset. And so I think there's a good balance. Like, obviously don't eat food outside every single day, especially if you're trying to save money. But also, if you have a craving once in a while, don't deprive yourself of that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. What's up? What you got? You got one? In the past life. Past Labby.
Yeah, past life.
Not present Labby.
Past mom.
Back then.
Don't
back.
Call me Labby, bro. Okay.
Take me back.
So when I was in high school and college, I would spend a lot of money on concert tickets and just events.
All right, that's
because okay, when you say food is a problem, when I say this is not...
No, what you mean? I think food is a valid thing to spend money on. But all right, sorry, go ahead. My fault. I mean, cut you off. Go ahead.
Like, what
go
the
go
hell?
Ahead, go ahead.
So I would spend a lot of money on that, and I was just always out. I was just always outside. Where's Mo? She's outside, you know? Because I feel like I didn't really... My reasoning was I didn't have the freedom to be out like that. Like, obviously, I had a curfew. I had to sneak out a lot. I was pretty rebellious just because I had more, stricter rules on me. So once I started making my own money, I was like, this is my time.
Yeah.
This is my time to shine and, like, really start, like, rebel more.
Okay.
You know? Because I feel like a lot of brown girls go through this sometimes where if they were restricted to their house their entire, like, teenage years, where things were kind of traditional and they had all these rules on them, they weren't really able to experience life. When they have the chance to, they kind of wild out.
Yeah.
Right?
Haywire.
And I didn't do that necessarily to that extent, but like I definitely had a phase where I was like, you know what? Like this is my chance. I'm going to try to experience as much life that I wasn't able to before and just like make up for lost time, you know? So yeah, I kind of got that out of my system, but
okay.
That was a lot of fun.
That's good.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, concerts, that's not like no guilty pleasure. That's not
something that is a guilty pleasure.
Nah, as in like, it's not like you shouldn't be doing that type of thing. Like, yeah, go do it.
Yeah, but
like we're talking about things that are like, all right, you don't got to be doing all that type of thing.
Okay.
Agree?
That is a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure, but like, you know how food is like it's like I'm talking about buying out food a lot. Like I said that because it's like something that I'm being like, oh, I don't got to do all that, you know? But like concert tickets, you go as many concerts.
If you tell a brown mother that you spent $500 in concert tickets, do you think that she's going to be like, oh, that's fine?
Word. Good point. What's the most expensive
concert? I just talked to my mom. She was like, oh, what are you recording today? I was like, oh, spending habits. She was like, tell them that if you make $10, you can only spend $2 and save $8. And I was like, oh, thank you so much for the great tip. And then she goes, buy a house.
What if your bill's $3? And like,
you can't pay the bill.
Get a lower bill.
She spoke, so.
Buy a house.
I made the mistake today of telling her how much my haircut was.
What'd she say? We need the tea. Please.
Usually I'm good with like lying and just giving like half the price, but even then it's too much. So I made the mistake today of saying the truth.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're no better. You just said that you would cut my hair yourself to save money.
Would do it. Listen, it can't be that. I watch TikToks. It's not that hard at all. All guys go through this thing where they'll watch barber TikToks and they'll swear.
Would you
that
let
they
me cut
it.
Your hair? Okay.
Nah, so like, what's the most expensive concert you got?
Concert ticket?
Concert ticket you ever bought. Probably not that much because nowadays they're super expensive.
Yeah,
you
don't really go to that's concerts true.
Nowadays. Why not? You go to more concerts nowadays.
I am going to a concert soon.
Oh my God, you want to drop? You
no,
drop?
I'm not going to drop.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
During the inauguration of the president.
You're going to the inauguration.
Yeah. Can you not at the Trump rally? Can
Trump.
You imagine? I actually don't know what my most expensive ticket was.
Okay.
Maybe it was...
Do you remember the first time you ever spent like a substantial amount of money on something? Like the first big purchase you ever really had, you ever really made. Which obviously like now, like spending $100 now is different than spending $100 when you're 18. You know, so like.
Like are we talking about like $100 or like $1,000?
Whatever it is. Not $1,000. Just like a moment where you're like, damn, like I can't believe I'm doing this.
You know, I was actually thinking that today. I was like.
All right.
Like I was thinking today, like damn, back in high school. $100 is so much, and it is, right? But now it's like pocket change.
All right. Relax, buddy. Okay. We're not there yet.
No, it's not pocket change, but I'm saying like, you know, with like rent and big responsibilities that we have, it's so little compared to the actual purchases that we have to do for real life, you know?
Yeah, I remember I used to spend $100 on groceries. Now I spend $100 on groceries. I'm like, that's it?
That's it, yeah. I don't know what my biggest purchase was. Maybe like my laptop.
Not even biggest purchase. The first purchase you were like, damn, like this is a lot of money for something.
Yeah.
That I'm just spending just because like I have it now.
Maybe just like a plane ticket.
All right. That was a good one. That's good.
Yeah.
That was
good. How about you?
The first time
I bought you an iPad.
Ask her why she did that show.
When we
had been smoking.
We haven't even met yet. I bought him an iPad.
The first time I ever experienced fine dining, I remember I looked at the menu and I still ordered the cheapest thing that they had. It was like a chicken breast and like some spaghetti.
Did you have enough money to
hold on? It was chicken breast and spaghetti, and I think it was like $29. And back in like 2016, spending 27 on what?
That's a lot.
But I did that shit.
Did you have enough to pay for it?
Yeah, I remember it was so funny. You know, in like nice restaurants, they have like the waiters that come around with like the little scraping things to like scrape off the crumbs from your table.
I've never seen that.
You all know that?
I've never seen that.
Nah, the waiters though with like this device where like they tell you to lift up your plate and they scrape off the food.
Okay, I've never seen that.
the waiter came around with it and like he like gave me, he like stuck out this device and I tried to grab it from him. I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, no, I'm here to clean the table. I was right. Like, I can do it.
You know they have like etiquette class for like cutlery.
Okay. Yeah, $29 on chicken breasts.
Okay.
I was like, holy moly.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Okay. So did you tip?
Huh? I doubt it. Okay. Honestly.
You were just there to have a good time.
Listen, I
did you even know the tip was a thing?
Of course I did. Okay. I've always known. Okay. I was never, you know, a fan.
And so then you worked at a coffee shop and started begging for
Yeah, then I understand. I never got mad, bro. I get it. Alright,
next. Do you have any past or do you want to talk about present?
No, let's talk about nowadays.
Okay.
Let's talk about nowadays.
You have?
Do
you?
First one I want to bring up is food related
again,
but this is a something that I used to practice a lot in Orlando because it was just a lot easier, and since my time in New York I haven't really done this as much, but my sister has helped remind me of it. Is when it comes to grocery shopping, I'm gonna give y'all grocery shopping hack right now. Okay, grocery shopping hack. A lot of time, 99% of the time, your grocery store will have sales, and these sales can be tracked on like their websites, or mm-hmm. if you like sign up to like their email newsletter,
mm-hmm.
and you know, live in an area now where there's 3 or 4 grocery stores nearby. So what I'll do is like I'll go on all the websites before, and
when
I'll
do
be
you
like,
do that?
On my own time.
Really?
I'll be like, okay, like this is on sale here, and this is cheaper here, so I'm gonna go get this here, and then da da da. So what I'm trying to say, it would used to be so much easier in Florida because I just go to Publix, and all the sales are always on Publix, and it's just so much easier. Here, there's so many grocery stores, but if you don't track your grocery store sales, it literally saves you so much money.
Mm.
Like, it can save you half of your entire grocery bill. Before I used to go and just buy whatever at any time and not care for like when it went on sale. But now, like, since I go often, I know like, oh, this goes on sale like once every 2 weeks.
It definitely adds up if like, you have more people living in your household too. Like, if it's just for you, like obviously the few dollars isn't gonna make too much of a difference. But if you have like a 4 or 5 people household,
bro, grocery expensive now.
No, I know, but I'm saying like,
if you are living solo dolo, you could do whatever you want.
That's what I'm saying. If I were listening to this by myself, I'd be like, oh, like I don't really care about doing that.
No, it still, you know, it's just adds, me. It still adds up.
But if you're living with like a family of 5, then it makes more sense.
Not even that. If you got a family of 5, go to Costco. Don't even listen to this. Just get a Costco membership. I saw a TikTok of like this dad that went shopping for like a family of 7 to Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
And all the comments were like, why the hell are you going to Trader Joe's for 7, a family 7? Trader Joe's for like single people because it's like all single meals.
Yeah, but it's still cheaper, and a lot of people don't have Costco near them like that.
Okay, move somewhere near Costco.
Anyway, so my guilty pleasure now, I like splurging on gifts for other people.
Mm.
You know, like I'm not a big spender on myself, so I'm like, oh, how can I make someone else's day, right?
You do that.
That.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
I'm a gift giver. Bring me joy.
Why? Like, what's like the background to that?
There's no background. I just like giving people things and seeing them happy.
Mm.
Like the other day, I bought Mashun like a $500 piano. And he made me return it. He made me return it. Because apparently it was too much.
No, that's not. That's one reason why. But it's also like, well, I'm going to get into this. But I got too many hobbies going on right now. Okay. to where I don't even have enough time for them.
Yeah, man has too many hobbies.
I have too many
hobbies. Time.
Literally.
But yeah, I had to return that. But yeah, it's just like when it comes to other people gifting to other people, like I don't even bat an eye with the price. I'm just like, mm-hmm. okay. Like I won't even like, you know, shop around, try to find a cheaper alternative. I'll just be like, okay, they'll all like this.
Yeah.
They've been talking about it.
Yeah.
I'll make like a separate list of my notes like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
They talked about this 4 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the time, you
know? Yeah, I can't relate.
What do you
I
mean?
Can't relate.
What do you mean?
If it's too much, I'll be like.
That's not true.
You good. Huh?
You don't do that.
For the most part, yeah.
You don't do that.
For most people. Probably like select people. I'm like, okay, I'll cry tonight.
Yeah, you do that for me. Like your family, you don't do that for.
Yeah, folks.
So. All
right.
I have another one.
Oh, that's the end of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have another current splurge.
Do you have any like tips for people that like are like excessive like gift givers and like, you know, like just like how to be like more budget friendly like when
no,
it comes to gifts?
You know, not really, but
okay.
But I know there's a lot of shopaholics watching and a lot of people that just like enjoy shopping in general, whether it is for people or themselves. And I would say my tip would be The first thing is, if you have something in your cart, especially hundreds and thousands, whatever amount, right? Leave it in your cart for at least 24 to 48 hours and see after that time if you change your mind or if you still have that same inkling to buy it.
Mm.
And also, within that time frame, usually you'll get a discount sent to your email or sent to your text messages, because that's how brands get you. I do it too with my brand, where like there'll be an automated like discount if you abandon your shopping cart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a discount anyway. But mm-hmm. also, I feel like sometimes we get so obsessed with buying something new and, you know, trying to like fit in with the trends and this and that, and we don't really care about the price because of social media and because of fast fashion and this and that. Whenever I see like a TikTok shop type of ad on TikTok, I immediately skip it.
Yeah,
because same. Now TikTok is obviously promoting videos that are promoting TikTok shop,
yeah,
and
so
a product
crazy.
And it's frustrating because you don't want to keep seeing like these ads on your For You page, but also they're making money from it, so you can't really be that mad, because that can be someone's entire business on TikTok shop. But we are getting fed these ads so constantly, and if we keep watching those videos, we get fed it even more, right?
Yeah.
And it's very hard, I know, to like refrain from buying the latest fashion trend, or, you know, like it's hard, I get it. But either you try to find a cheaper or cooler alternative by thrifting it. And also, I saw this video. Let me know your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Someone said people are losing, or people don't have their own personality with like clothing, like their own personal style, because people don't have hobbies outside of social media.
Of course.
But like, absolutely. But this is what her take was, like, people are so obsessed with like following a trend and a celebrity and like, you know, the next it girl on social media, where they are unable to have their own hobbies outside of it. Like, if you're an artist, you kind of have like an artist type of style, right? You're more confident with your own style. You're more sure of why you're wearing something. If you're a crocheter or like whatever your hobby is, right? If you're a musician, you usually have like this specific style. Like, you know, me, for the past few years, I know what to look for. I know what to buy. And I don't have to really like follow fashion trends and things like that. But now, since social media makes people think that they have to look like the other person, but in a different way, but also the same, no one is really like doing their own thing.
Yeah, of course.
You know? So that was really an interesting take. So I 100%. Feel like my thing is, it's like, why would you want to be like everyone else? You know? Like, what pisses me off, especially on social media and TikTok, it's like people will characterize a simple ass thing. Like a simple, like, someone can blow their nose, a celebrity. Oh my God, is that the Sophie Richie blow nose? Like, bro, Sophia Richie, she literally, all she did was not even a TikTok dance. It was just like she moved her shoulders, right?
Okay.
She moved her shoulders in a video. And everyone was like, oh my God, I'm doing the Sophia Richie TikTok dance.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Like, she just had some rhythm,
yeah,
you know? And
yeah,
then when
Hailey
Bieber puts like a nail color on, oh my God,
yeah.
I have to try the Hailey Bieber donut nails. Like, why does it need a name? It's just like brown.
Right.
You know, it's just like a brown nail color, you know? So like, my thing is like, stop characterizing simple ass things and defining it with like a celebrity, and then immediately trying to do that same thing. Like, be your own person. And this is obviously easier said than done. But my first tip is, obviously don't watch those TikTok shop and cheap type of things so frequently. Don't just follow influencers and celebrities and social media people that are just like everyone else and kind of following the same trends. Like, follow different people with different ideas, different styles, this and that, so that it helps you develop your own style. And that way, you won't be spending as much money to, in your head, you feel like you're looking different because you have a whole new wardrobe, but really, you're looking like every single other person.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's kind of deep.
Yeah, you like that one? Deep. Yeah, you didn't think I'd come up with that one.
No, I knew. Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. I mean, if I talk about that, I'll get mad.
Oh, well.
That's what I just be saying all the time.
When?
What are you talking about? I always talk about how everyone always thinks that they're different when they are all just the same. Okay, now you understand.
No, I understand.
But I just have to say what you said.
Right. Yeah.
Great one. Yeah. Great one. I have some more. Well, I think I just wanted to mention obviously like the coffee thing. you know, I don't want to make this a whole point, but it's like y'all coffee lovers, I get it. If you ask me for advice, I would say
what's your advice on honestly not drink and not spending $20 a day on coffee?
Honestly, like, this is a little unethical, but we're being honest here. If you haven't tried to yet, just befriend your barista.
Yeah. Now he's scamming the system.
Ask them for their name the first time you go to a shop, compliment the drink, go back the next day, spark up some conversations. By the third coffee, you will get it for free. Or you will get it for half off. As long as you're like genuine and cool and like.
Are you genuine or like.
100%. Yeah. It's like, you know.
But you don't say hi and chat it up with anyone else. But with the coffee person, he's coming up to become besties.
I relate to them. You know, I come from the barista life. I get it. A little unethical, but honestly, if you befriend your friend, I do all the time. I used to do all the time. If you're cool with me, hey, wrong.
He's so upset that he moved to New York now from Florida because now he doesn't get free coffee like that anymore. Whereas in Orlando, he'll walk into any shop and he'll get everything for free. He's like, why did I move here? Yeah, because life. This is normal life for everyone else. All right. I have another guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, many.
No, I actually.
You
want
to talk about like your current fixation, like what you've been into, like obsessed with for the last
Fortnite?
Like 3 days? Yeah.
Okay,
she just discovered Fortnite.
No, I didn't just discover.
It's 2025.
I just got
it's
a
2025.
New. You just got me.
She
a
just
new
found out what Fortnite is.
Controller.
She's in love with it.
Okay.
She can't build nothing.
So I'm pretty good with my money. I don't spend a lot, but. One other thing that I like spending on is vacations and excursions.
Oh.
Like, actually, even when I spend on vacations, I'll try to use my points and, like, try finding, like, a more affordable alternative. Mm. But when I do go on vacation, I like indulging in, you know, the excursions that make up that city or country. I like trying the cultural foods. I like just actually exploring that city, and I don't like being too skimpy with the money. Obviously, I'll still like, I'm not gonna be spending like hundreds of thousands of dollars on vacation, but like I try to do a little bit more than I would in, you know, living in New York City.
Yeah,
because it's like you don't go on vacation that often, so it's like when you are exploring Spain or France or whatever, you want to try some of the local foods and activities that make up that city, you know, or that country. So that's what I really enjoy doing. And I feel like in the past I was very reluctant to even like take vacations because, you know, we have this whole episode on why rest is horrible and vacations are horrible to society. That was in an era when we were unable to rest and relax. But now that I'm in the era of like actually taking breaks and understanding the purpose of it and how it can actually fulfill you and make you more like re-energized, I'm like, okay, I'll actually like go all in, you mm-hmm. know? Whereas in the past, I wouldn't really splurge on vacations like that because I'm like, oh my god, buying the ticket was already enough. Like, why would I spend even more on this and this, you know? Mm. But like, I like spending a little bit more on a hotel or an Airbnb that has like food included or like some sort of amenity included.
Good life.
Instead of living in like an unsafe area during my vacation, like trying a little local cuisine, you know? I don't know. Can you relate?
I do like quality lodging.
What was that?
Quality lodging.
I don't know.
Lodging, like lodging, hotels.
Oh, I see. Lodging. Okay.
Quality, you understand?
I've never
quality.
Heard you say any of those words, so
you know I'm a poet.
Okay. Right? Relax.
Yeah, I do enjoy quality lodging.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy traveling. And I do enjoy
you
vacations.
In a while, though.
I haven't in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, the last trip I took was Bangladesh a year ago.
And that doesn't even count as much.
The only place I've gone to is Florida and Atlanta and New York. haven't gone through nowhere else. I went to Miami last summer. That's Florida. Yeah, I'll go somewhere soon.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. You know something that you're not that good at? Like, saving money-wise? You're not good at canceling your memberships and subscriptions.
That's literally not true.
It is true. Tell me how in November we got a Peacock membership to watch Harry Potter. And he still has that. It took us 1 week to finish one movie.
That's one thing. Everything else I cancel immediately.
Really?
Yes, 100%. Class pass all the time. Cancel.
You only canceled us so you can get the free.
Yes.
The free notification again.
It's just Peacock. Thanks for reminding me though. I gotta cancel that.
But yeah, if you're the type of person who signs up for free trials and memberships that when you don't really need it, make sure to cancel that right after you use it. Literally last night I was booking a workout class and there was a free trial associated with it, right? Right after I booked the class, I immediately canceled the trial.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I still had free, I don't know if it was a free one class or free for the 2 weeks.
Mm.
I didn't even want to wait. I was just let me cancel it right now. I got the class already.
Quite smart. Yeah. Quite smart. Smart girl.
It's just the small things, you know?
It really is. I could do one more. Okay. I got a couple. I'll do one more.
Okay.
Not really a guilty pleasure, but I think just a mindset that I've been trying to carry with myself for when it comes, if I want to buy something or do something, I've just really been trying to practice making myself earn it. Make myself earn it. Give myself a list of objectives that I have to reach before I'm I allow myself to purchase this thing or before I got the DJ board, I didn't want to get it because I was I already have so many other things to spend money on. Do I really need this right now? But I kept telling myself, I feel it's something that I've been wanting for a really long time. I've put it off for a really long time. I feel I've made great strides over the last 2 months, personal life-wise. And I feel I deserve something for myself now. Yeah. And, I think making myself ration it out in my own head allows me to give myself the space to purchase something more nowadays. And I feel back then I used to be such an impulse buyer, especially when it came to clothing, sneakers when I was 19. I literally just buy whatever I felt just because I wanted it. No rhyme or reason to it, whatever it is. But nowadays, whenever I do buy myself something, it's not that I don't buy myself it. I just try to ration with it and give myself a reason and a purpose behind purchasing something. And but also at the same time, not everything has to be that deep. You can just get yourself something just because you kind of want to.
Yeah.
But that thought process I've just tried to limit for the most part, because I'm I don't want to carry that for everything that I do. I do want to feel I am accomplishing things and I'm being a rewarder for those accomplishments. The last thing I want is to live a lazy life and to give myself things just because I want it, because then it's I just don't feel right. It doesn't sit right with me, because I'm just I didn't really earn this personal wise. I earned in maybe the grand scheme of things. I came from humble beginnings. Now I'm here and I have the ability to buy stuff. But for the most part, I just try to carry the mindset that I have to earn whatever I want to give to myself.
Mm.
And yesterday I bought or 2 days ago, I bought a nicer cut of steak. I never buy nicer cuts of steak, because I'm just I'll just buy the cheaper shit, same shit, da da da. But I'm just when I saw it, not only was it on sale, I was just I really do this. I save money every single week buying cheaper steak.
And it was a good, steak, wasn't it?
And I'll word it.
It was a good meal, so right?
Good meal.
Yeah.
Great.
I think one last tip that I have, I think as I've gotten older, I've gained a bit more foresight just on long-term future goals instead of just the instant gratification.
Mm.
Whereas, when I was younger, I would just be like, oh, I want this right now. I'm going to get it and I'll be happy right now, So I feel like some people might see my spending habits as very frugal, or, oh my God, why do you live in New York City if you don't even enjoy it with doing all the things that make up New York City? Which is true, but might I say I'm a native New Yorker. I've done a lot of the things, right? And also, this city is very expensive. You can't just be doing the touristy things every single day. You also don't want to be, you know?
Yeah.
But also, I feel like I've gained more knowledge on using that money to invest more instead of just like using it for things that would make me happy. You know, that being said, I still like my experiences and my food and doing this and that, but I feel like I've learned more on just using that money to build my future self up, you know?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thanks.
That's a great point to end this episode on. Honestly.
Thank you so much. Honest to God. We have a whole episode on just our tips,
right? We got a lot. We talk about money a lot. We bought money.
Yeah, we do.
Feel me? What's up?
Yeah, we do.
Instagram?
All right, I'll do it.
Instagram. Háblame.
You want to say?
What? As you know, this part of the episode, we should give this part of the episode a name. We still haven't 300 episodes in. We post what we're going to talk about on our Instagram before every single week. And this week, we asked y'all, what are y'all guilty pleasure when it comes to spending money? And here's what y'all said. Follow us on Instagram at difficultish.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be featured on the next episode.
What's up?
Yeah.
Someone said, a lot of people said the food apps, you know, like DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Thank God I was really never big DoorDash.
We didn't really have it growing up.
Not even. I mean, we've had it for the last 6 years.
I know, but growing up, we had to actually, like, do takeout.
I'm talking about the last 6-7 years.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about, whenever I see just, like, that service fee, it's the service
fee. That service fee pisses me off.
Like, what are you servicing?
Plus the tip.
You're doing nothing.
Yeah.
Allowing me the software. Fuck the software. I'll just call the business. Give me a moment. Sorry, go ahead.
Someone said, my bestie, she said, I just think to myself if it's a want or need or if it will improve my life somehow. Yeah, that's a good mindset to have before you buy something because, again, like, we're so obsessed with the instant gratification, especially in the social media, like, fast fashion world, where we just think, like, oh, let me buy the shirt for myself. I'm going to automatically feel prettier about myself. Yeah, you might for, like, a second, but then you get over it, and then the next thing is...
Yeah, that. Yeah, you don't need a lot of these things.
Yeah, yeah. Simple life is the best, honestly.
Why do you lie like that?
What are you talking about? All
right, go ahead.
Okay. Someone said, add everything to the shopping cart, then close the website. Honestly, that's a nice dopamine rush. Like, when you're bored, you're like, oh, let me, like, manifest and see what I can potentially buy one day. And then you spend hours, like, browsing, window shopping, and then you just never buy anything.
That really do it to you. I think I've pulled that one every now and then.
Yeah, I've do that sometimes.
That was a good one.
It just gives you that feeling like you actually did it, but
yeah,
you
got it.
You know?
You got it.
Someone said, limiting social media helps me spend less.
You know,
that's a big thing.
Something I want to say earlier, but it really is a social media thing that makes us thinking that we need all these things that we really don't.
Yeah.
That we really don't. I think, I don't think I've limited my social media use or anything, but I think one thing that I've just, like, stopped caring a lot about is, like, just, like, having to continuously buy, like, new articles of clothing, like, to wear out, or like, you know, like, the fear, like, we used to always have this in, like, school, where it's, like, you don't want to be seen wearing the same shit, like, 2 days in a row, God forbid, 3 days in a row, you know, like, I used to always have that fear. I mean, I couldn't do anything about it, I still had to, but I think, I like carried that into like Instagram or like in real life or whatever. Where like, oh, like I don't want to post the same shirt twice. I don't want to post the same da da da. But I think like over the last couple months, I've really stopped caring about that. I'm just like, and not even on anything deeper other than like, who cares? It is not that serious. And I think it's just important to carry that into like, as you continue living life and just like being careless about these things that like literally do not matter. Like if someone's like, you wore the shirt, same shirt twice.
Yeah, you're ugly because you just wore the shirt twice. Yeah, I think I also follow this account that kind of emphasizes the normal moments in life that people should focus on more instead of like the social media highlights. Like, you know, there was this one video that this creator made where she was showing that like we're so normalized to scrolling on our feeds, and we see these like perfect picture perfect lives on social media of like this person continuously doing like clothing hauls and makeup hauls, and then them hitting like a number accolade, and we feel like we haven't done enough in life, when really like the actual moments that matter are like you spending time with your friends and family and like chasing sunsets and this and that, which obviously sounds very cheesy when you hear it like that, but like, you know, my genuine happiest moments don't even really make it to social media. They're just like the ones that I am like very present in, or I'm spending time with family, or I'm traveling with my best friend, or, you know, doing this and that, that I don't share on social media because it's just mine to have. But I'm saying that like a lot of people are also like that, where, you know, they have these genuine happy moments that sometimes they don't count as happy enough because they're like, oh, it's not good enough because I don't have this clothing piece, or I don't have this many followers, or I don't have this much money, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I think it just makes you, like, realize what you have.
Lovely.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jip.
Yeah.
Appreciate you,
Jip. Any 10-second piece of advice? Or?
My 10-second piece of advice for this week's episode of Difficult-ish. In case no one's told you recently, go take some more photos.
Wow.
Take some more photos. Bad Bunny's new album came out. They reiteraron my photos. I've been listening to it nonstop, and it's really inspired me to just start taking more photos of like what you're saying, just like the everyday moments of life. If you're walking, you see a little painting you like, take a picture. Walk to a store, see a little trinket you like, take a little picture. That's it. I'm not talking about, you know, you don't got to take selfies with every single person that you hang out with. I need to do that too. But for the most part, just like all these little like mundane activities that we often forget about, take a little picture. When you're older, you will wish that you had more photos from when you were younger.
So.
That's fact. Going.
My piece of advice is that if you are someone who is allergic to fake, like silver, fake gold, you know, like imitation jewelry, maybe get one of those like polishes that you can cover the jewelry in to protect your skin.
Terrible advice.
What? What's that terrible? You know how much I break
just get
out
your
from
money up. Just get your money up. That's okay. that's what you should have said.
Okay. All right.
Bong word for this week is daka bread.
Daka, no, wala, don't say mula. Bread, because bread, people will actually think it's bread. It means right. It means money.
Money.
Daka, yeah, means guala. Money. It's Bangladesh's currency of money.
Yeah. Shout out, you know, all my guala getters.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. If you guys like this episode, please make sure to like and subscribe. And if you're listening, make sure to rate. So simple. All you have to do is press the star, the fifth star, specifically. So that would be very helpful for us, so we can push this podcast out to more people, and more representation can be made.
Word.
But we love you guys so much.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we haven't done like emoji of the week in a while.
Put
the money emoji.
Yeah.
All right, we love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Lapis.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.